AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Biden administration appears to be trying to clear up any confusion about where the U.S. and NATO allies stand on a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
President Biden's been heavily criticized for saying yesterday the response would depend on what Russia does.
It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc.
That worried both Ukraine and NATO members. In Germany, Secretary of State Antony Blinken went to great pains in saying if any Russian military forces move into Ukraine and commit new aggression,
that will be met with a swift, severe, united response.
Blinken will meet tomorrow with his Russian counterpart, but says not to expect any quick resolution to what he describes as a moment of great urgency for the world. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Amid a buildup of some 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine and massive joint war games with Belarus, Russia has announced it will conduct naval drills in several parts of the world this month. The Defense Ministry says they will involve the bulk of its naval force, more than 140 warships and 60 aircraft. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports British police say they've detained two men in connection with the hostage taking at a Texas synagogue last weekend.
Counterterrorism police say one man was arrested in Birmingham, central England, and another in Manchester. They're being held for questioning and have not yet been charged. British citizen Malik Faisal Akram took four people hostage at the synagogue on Saturday in a 10-hour standoff that ended in his death. He'd entered the US as a tourist about 2 weeks before the attack at Congregation Beth Israel. Two British teenagers were arrested as part of the probe on Sunday and later released without charge. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is AP News. A top comedian is getting the nation's highest award for making America laugh. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Kennedy Center has named Jon Stewart the 23rd recipient of the Mark Twain Award for Lifetime Achievement in Comedy. Stewart, who is 69, became a cultural and political force when he took over the reins at Comedy Central's The Daily Show in 1999. His 16-year run on that program saw him use satire to skewer politics and to polarize national media. Since leaving The Daily Show, Stewart has taken up a variety of social causes, chief among them being a supporter of health care for 9/11 first responders in New York. The Twain Award will be presented on April 24th. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Audubon Zoo in New Orleans is doing its best to keep a newborn orangutan healthy. Born on Christmas Eve, there's concern it's not getting enough milk from its mother, so it's being bottle-fed. Orangutans are considered critically endangered. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.